Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and pleased to welcome to our program from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Whitney Collins. Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning.
Hope you're doing well. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
Well, it is National Nutrition Month, and I was noticing from the information that you sent me that the first line is Kids Love Rainbows, and I want you to tell me, Whitney, what that has to do with National Nutrition Month.
All right. So we are encouraging kids to eat rainbows in their food. What's not to like? They're bright, they're colorful, and you can incorporate a lot of different fruits and vegetables to get kids to eat those healthy foods.
So it's all about the colors then and the varieties of foods.
Yes. As parents, we know that our children should be getting at least 5 servings a day. However, sometimes that can be challenging. So I have some tips on how to get your kids to eat a rainbow of fruits and vegetables.
Well, great. Let's share some of those tips today, please, Whitney.
So the first one is to keep fruits and vegetables in sight. Stock your fridge full of washed and ready-to-eat fruits and vegetables.
Great idea. Yeah.
Number 2 is to remove the competition. Take away those unhealthy foods and replace them with the fruits and vegetables.
And there's something you mentioned, too. I see that you're talking about involving kids, and that's prepare meals together.
Yes, preparing meals is a great way to work together. And sometimes when the kids actually help out, they're more willing to try the food if they've helped make it.
Try to make it kind of fun for them and get them involved, I guess.
Okay. Also is to think about textures. Try roasting or baking different items. You can make sweet potato fries or kale chips. And sometimes those are great ways to get those fruits and vegetables in a different way.
You're going to have to be clever to get me to eat kale chips, but okay. I know. Some people love
them. They're pretty yummy and crunchy.
I know. How about what do you want to serve with every meal?
Make sure you're serving a fruit or vegetable with every meal. Get them in the habit of including at least one with every meal and snack.
We're talking with Whitney Collins. Whitney is with the Cooperative Extension Service in Surrey County. It's National Nutrition Month, talking about making sure that the kids get all the nutrition they need, the proper vegetables and fruits, and just going down a list of ways to do that. So let's continue, Whitney.
The 6th way is to keep it simple. Make sure you're keeping fresh fruits and vegetables on hand. Mm-hmm. Raw vegetables seem to be a hit as long as you pair them with a favorite dip. It's no need to get fancy with it.
Raw vegetables. Good stuff with dip. Yes.
Yes. Number 7, be a good role model. If you are expecting your kids to eat fruits and vegetables, you also need to practice those healthy eating habits as well.
That may be one of the best rules right there, because if you're doing it, they see you're doing it, it makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Another way to incorporate the rainbow is to drink it. A lot of times you can hide things in smoothies, and kids don't even know that they're in there. Such things as spinach or kale or carrot. Mm-hmm. Carrots are actually very sweet. And so it actually sweetens the smoothie without giving a yucky taste.
So you keep on trying. If they're not interested, you just keep trying, right?
Absolutely. Don't give up. It takes as many as 10 times before a kid will like a new food. Keep going on. And then there's lots of resources online that you can find to keep track of fruits and vegetables mm-hmm. that your kids are eating.
Oh, okay. What would be the number 10?
Number 10 is finally to eat a rainbow. Make sure your kids are eating fruits and vegetables in the 5 main color groups of the rainbow, which are red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and then purple if you want to include that as well.
And folks, if you've just joined us here on Extension Today and what you've heard is say drink a rainbow and eat a rainbow, I would suggest that you contact Whitney at the Extension office and she'll explain to you what we're talking about. It's about fruits and vegetables and the colors and stuff to make sure your kids eat the right things. Let's talk about a fun way to eat a rainbow, and maybe you have a recipe for us?
Yes, I do. We actually made this with our Clover Bud Club this month to celebrate National Nutrition Month. And what we did is we took low-fat vanilla yogurt and then all the colors of the rainbow. So we had strawberries, mandarin oranges, pineapple tidbits, kiwi, blueberries, and grapes. We combined all those together and made a fruit and yogurt parfait.
Now that sounds delicious.
Very yummy.
Sounds delicious, yeah. Whitney, I know it's National Nutrition Month. We're talking about that, but you got some other things that are going on too with the Extension Service and with 4-H?
Yeah, I wanted to let you guys know about our 4-H plant sale that is currently happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to purchase those plants and grow those fruits and vegetables that we're talking about.
Sure, yeah.
Our first deadline is March 22nd.
Oh, okay. That's for what?
Fruit trees, blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, and blueberries.
All right. Do you have another deadline?
Yes, May 1st for your vegetables, herbs, and flowers.
And that's to get these orders in on these times for these specific things, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. What do we do? How do we do that?
If you're interested in ordering, you can visit our website, which is surrey.ces.ncsu.edu, or give us a call. Our number is 336-401-8025.
And it seems to me that you have a larger variety this year, am I right?
Yes, we are offering a wide variety of small fruits, trees, herbs, even vegetables this year, which is something we've never offered before.
Our guest is Whitney Collins with the Cooperative Extension Service in Surrey County. Summer Explosion 2017, Whitney.
Be on the lookout. We're planning programs and finalizing dates and details right now. We have an exciting summer coming up with programs for youth from 5 to 18. So if that's something you're interested in, again, you can contact us at our office or check us out on our Facebook page at Surrey County 4-H.
And finally, let's talk about the Tractor Supply Clover Campaign.
Yes, so this is our clover campaign that we do twice a year with Tractor Supply. It's currently going to be happening for the spring, April 26th through May 7th.
Okay.
What you do is when you go to Tractor Supply, you make your purchase. They will ask you if you would like to donate a dollar to 4-H.
Mm-hmm.
And you can add a dollar or more if you choose to your order and check out. And then that money comes back to us locally to help fund kids to go to camp and 4-H events across the state, as well as programming in our county.
She is Whitney Collins, and she is a very, very busy lady with the Cooperative Extension Service in Surrey County. Whitney, thank you so much for sharing with us today. We appreciate it. And once again, that phone number for the office in case folks have questions.
It is 336-401-8025.
Whitney Collins, thank you very much. Look forward to the next time.
Thank you very much.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.